And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Mr. Malevsky. This is John Moosey, manager for the lovely city of Palmer.
And it's a lovely morning, I can tell you that. There may be a portent for snow, but right now I see a hint of blue sky and sun and all the rest of it. And I'm really looking forward to hearing, and I'm sure listeners are too, any updates on progress made toward once again having a Palmer Public Library in operation.
So progress has been made. We have a lease at 137 East Arctic Avenue. It is a green building, which was a former, Northern Engineering building owned by the Riggs family. So we're happy to be there. It's going to take us a little bit to get it all ready for service. We figure it's going to be about a month, but we will be able to provide almost all the services that we currently do.
Okay. Very good. Very good. As you were talking, I was wondering whether there was an opportunity for a book brigade. What flashed into my mind is a bucket brigade moving water. I'm wondering, how are you going to move all of those books and materials and other things from one place to another? How's that plan going?
So the plan is going well. So this week we had a contract with Ficklin Construction, who came and shored up as much as they could so we can get out in there staff-wise and to remove many of the materials. So we're happy to do that. We also have leased a property in the industrial park to store that. We have some damaged items that need to we need to examine, see if they can be saved. We also don't have enough room for everything. I think we're going from like 12,000 square feet to maybe 2,000 square feet. So working on that. But one of the things is with libraries is everything is in order and has to be tracked.
Yes.
And the librarian is very concerned that somebody with meat hooks like myself is going to make it more work than really needs to be by just grabbing books and throwing them in boxes and hauling them somewhere.
Okay, so there's going to be supervision of that move.
Supervision, there is, yes. It's going to be choreographed to make sure that everything's in order. And, of course, you know, for those who go to the library, how do you find a book? I mean, you've got a system.
Right.
You've got numbers and
right.
You've got locations.
Right.
That sort of thing. And by the way, I learned that our Matsu College has a different book numbering system for their library, which is open to the public,
right?
As opposed to our public libraries here in Alaska.
Yes, from time to time, there's been, I won't say conflict so much as a different way of doing things. But yes, okay. So I'm wondering at this point whether you and or others have been in to assess things now that it's been shored up a bit. Early, I know it's early on, but to sort of get a handle on how much damage or any detail there. Do you have any report on that?
Yeah, it is significant. At this point in time, you know, we don't know if it means saving part of the building or not. A lot has, I think, going to have to do with our discussions with the report that we received back from the insurance company. That has not been received yet. We expect that shortly. We'll go through that. And then, you know, I think we have some people who are dreaming. This is, I'm going to say, the last generation library. What is the city of Palmer going to do for the next generation? Is it going to be the same? So,
So
that is why it's really important, and we're working on it to get requests for qualification proposal to get an architect in there to, number one, determine what is usable or can be saved from the library building-wise, What does the city council and citizens really want for the next generation of this? So that's really going to be the key on that. Unfortunately, I just can't go in there and start rebuilding stuff next week. This is going to take a little time to work through. But, an extra 6 months or a year, putting this whole thing together to write to last 40 years, I think, is a good move as opposed to just getting it done fast.
Right. Well, as you were talking, I was thinking about some other libraries in the borough that have been constructed recently. I go back to the one, some years ago now, in Sutton. The rebuild of that, well, the building of that library, because it was in a very, very awkward small building for a long time. But the thing that I have as a takeaway, having gone into that library many times for other activities, is the historical character of the building that was constructed, so that as a library, it also serves very well as this Sutton community gathering place for musical performances and other things. And I'm thinking about also looking to the west, to Wasilla, and how that library has morphed from an older, smaller building into something that was more of a community center. And we could go on and on by looking up at Talkeetna and so on. But it would seem that you have some precedent in communities that have recognized what you've described. That and in particular, we've already identified here in Palmer the need for additional gathering space as well as more traditional library activities.
Yeah, that is correct. And, this is really, I think, a very good opportunity for our community. It has served very much in Palmer as a community center and a need. And it's just not, hey, can you check out books? It is so much more than that. And we are also, in an interesting area where, we have the borough, we have the courthouse, we have state agencies, we have federal agencies all right here in the city of Palmer. How does that library kind of serve that community with residents? And, the other thing that people always say, well, this is, the city of Palmer's library. Yes, we have just under 6,000 people here, but when we're serving a population of over 30,000 that use that library, have access to that library. So I'm really looking forward to this and seeing what that next iteration is. I think this is going to really be good for us.
Well, and as you were talking again, my imagination shifted a bit, and I turned to think about the city of Anchorage. Lovesac Library has been a very large, prominent feature in Anchorage, but the city assembly meets there. There's an assembly meeting room. And I know that in the past, those who are familiar with the history of the present borough building know that at one point there was an assembly meeting room downstairs, very narrow. I spent many hours there. And of course, it changed and became a much more usable space. I suppose one could think, well, maybe a similar Palmer City Council room could be a part of that process.
It certainly could, and certainly needs to be considered.
Right. Just mentioning it in passing here. Okay.
Well, and of course, there's you're not going to build extend a room that's going to be used twice a month. But
right.
Like, the Matsu Borough Assembly Chambers, it is used quite often
daily for
numerous things. And that would be a nice center. And that's one thing I think Palmer is really in need of, is meeting space, meeting rooms for our community. We just don't have quite enough here.
Oh, yeah. Especially what I've experienced, it's right in downtown Palmer. I mean, the Palmer Depot is used all the time, and it's a wonderful venue because it's easy to get to and all the rest of that. Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska, and I'm speaking with John Moosey. He's Palmer City Manager. John, thank you for spending some time initially here talking about the progress on the library. At this moment, it's the biggest event that I am observing happening here, absent any late spring snowstorm. But there are other things happening as well. I know that the legislature is meeting in Juneau, and they'll be doing things. Is there, at this point, as you look toward activities by our legislators, are there any things there that relate to the city itself?
You know, we could use some help with financing our next iteration of our library.
Right.
And we have been in discussions with our senator and Representative Delana Johnson, who happens to sit on finance co-chair. Sometimes things seem to lay up pretty nicely. They know our need. They are working real hard for us. So yeah, I think that is probably the biggest thing. The state, in the past few years, has been, I think, kind to boroughs and cities, i.e., not trying to mandate our operations,
right,
allowing us to really kind of self-determine. And that has been extremely helpful to us, you know, operating a city and, you know, serving residents, that we don't have the state kind of telling us what to do. Managers always love people telling them what to do. This is a good session potentially for us.
Okay.
And, the Mat-Su Borough has helped us out with getting our Bogard Road water main and pressure booster station. They have given us $2 million to work on that, and that will help get water to the Colony schools. As you know, we sell water and sewer outside our,
right,
our
right,
boundaries, and so that partnership is blossoming, with the borough. And I know those guys. They used to like me.
Okay. Well, as we were talking about the variety of things associated with the library and beyond, I know that we mentioned this once before, but I'd like an update, if possible, about the availability of access to the internet. The library had provided that both within the building and in the parking lot and so on. Where are we right now if somebody said, oh, I used to go here, where do I go now to get a similar kind of access?
Yes, Depot Park, in the area of the Depot. You can get Wi-Fi access. Also to the MTA Center, there's a lot of parking over there.
Right.
Also, and you can grab that there. We will not be doing it at this point in time at the 137 East Arctic Avenue.
Okay.
And the reason being is there's parking, but there is not extra parking.
So
we would like that parking freed up for people who need to get in and out of their vehicles to get into, you know, library services or pick up books, that sort of thing.
But as I remember, there's going to be computer access within the building, and presumably that would be internet capable.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I've asked a whole series of questions, and you've answered nicely. Mr. Moosey, any last comments, other things you'd like to share with listeners before we finish up today?
Oh, absolutely. There is an awful lot going on. We are meeting with the city is with the Arctic Winter Games folks.
Right.
Working to make that a big event. That is a year from now. They'll be doing a presentation to City Council and asking for some assistance on use of facilities. Mark your calendars for the weekend of May 5, 6, and 7. The Great Alaska Aviation Gathering is returning. Again, this is our third year.
Wonderful.
We believe this is going to be the best one yet. And it's pretty much, a lot of it is free to the public. So, you know, whether you fly planes or not, or you see them in the sky come out and really enjoy it, it'll be at the Palmer Municipal Airport and also the fairgrounds. And even more so, because everybody loves this town, on May 13th, We have the citywide spring cleanup day, May 13th. We are discussing that, but we are going to, I think, give away a lot of bikes. We only gave away two last year, but we're going to give much more. I hear rumors of T-shirts being handed out, that sort of thing. And, of course, big yellow bags to stuff all the garbage in. So May 13th, we're expecting a whole lot of people. And we're going to do it also at the library parking lot.
Oh.
Since it's not being used for anything else.
Very good. So right now, you can access that parking lot, but stay away from the building. And will that be pretty much the way it's going to be? I know some people have used it for a meeting place for buses, or there's the bus stand there. Is it back in the parking lot, back into full operation?
Sort of.
Okay.
We're going to put we're working on getting a big fence around the area for security and safety.
Right.
And when that happens, we'll be able to use that more often. I know it's used very heavily for blow up all kinds of kids stuff there during colony days.
Right.
We want to make sure that happens. Parking is. It does not overflow. I think it's enough, but it does not overflow in downtown Palmer. So removing that parking would be a detriment. So we want to make sure we can get that back safely.
Yeah, because Friday Fling, I believe, starts not too far into the future. It's okay.
Yes. Summer is coming for us.
Yes, it is. And not a day too soon from what I can feel. Yep. Okay. And is that all of it, Mr. Moosey, until you come back again?
You know what? I'll save a couple things up for later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, John Moosey, Palmer City Manager, for calling in today and keeping everybody up to date on what's happening.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Stay well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, this station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.